Hi, Mo Krishma. So, before you start Krishma, so we have Mitzvah Sivis Kavana. First night, I have a mind that wants to do Mitzvah Krishma, Mekabal Makashamayim. And the Chinuch says the church of Mitzvah of Krishma is that I wrote in Tavchaf, wrote to Akash Bach Zakis Amish Kabalim Machusei, the Laila Koyam Shemkayim, the Kabal Makashamayim. He says, being that person is a Baal Chumer. And a person is Nimshach Acher, Tei Voisav, and most of the days Isaac. Therefore, a person needs a Zichrin Timidi B'Macha Shemayim L'Sham Menachet. A person needs a reminder, Keseder, to keep him out from doing Averis. Hakeni Mechazdei L'Schusa, it's a Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzivanu L'Zvah Yechshne Itam Eila, a person has to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Kavana. And one in the day before you start everything. Remember Achaz Hashem Hashkochi V'Chalta L'Akol. Rita Libre, like in a Pokuch, it's like a dog of a Kaish Baruch Hu is watching everything and a Kaish Baruch Hu runs everything. And also at night when you wind down the day, and the Sivis Adav is a person who needs a Kesedic reminder in order to remember the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He says, being that the whole Yisrael Adav is this point, in order to remind the person to have Kabbalah Salamach Shemayim and remember that Kesh Baruch Hu is Mashiach in the world. And not to be Nishach Acher Tavis Amazah, that's why it says, if you look even Libay Layotza, you dechav Asai. You know, I can be Yotza. We only found this halacha in Tzad Mei, first Baruch Hashem Esrei. This isn't the halacha of Yina Yotza. What's the Pashach? The whole Yisrael Adav is to remember Kabbalah Shemayim and to remind the person before he starts the day, at the end of the day, that everything is a Kesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if you don't, and in this Kabbalah Shemayim, then King Yasin Gavini King, a person doesn't have Kavana, so then a person missed the whole point of it, and he says, therefore, that's the specific why you're not Yitz over here. And there's a Rajva, where it says, when it comes to Kriyashma, it says that when you have Kavanah in the first, it's also by Berachos Abbas, so the Rajva says that the Kavanah, not only is Kavanah Kriyashma is Me'akev, but you don't have any other Kavanah. And he says that if you said Kriyashma, and one of the words, in between, you spaced out about something else, and you might get distracted. So the Rajva says, also by the first Rajva say that if you have other machshavas in between, then that's going to be chesaron in the kavanah. You're not going to be yotze. And Ali is sure the way his mazur it is. He says the pshat is that you're doing kabbalah samach shemayim. So if he's from Zizel, you're doing kabbalah samach shemayim. Kabbalah shemayim inherently means that you're kukulei Eved Hashem, you're kukulei Meshuvet Hashem. So, if you're thinking about other things in between, it's a chisarin in the whole Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, the whole chisarin. It's a chisarin in the whole thing. And if the Rajva says you're not going to be Yitzah.
And that's this halacha.
So, 1 second. So, Ali Shor writes over there, number one, the way to do it is about to do it benachas. He says, forcing yourself doesn't really work. He said, if you try to force them not to think about something, you guarantee it. Right, the morning exam, right? The brachas, right? Nice product, right? The way to try not to think about something is to, the way to think about something is trying to think about it, right? And that's why, again, about something you probably will think. So the Malach HaDos do about it. The Menachas, reading the lesson from the Chus Rambam, I think it was, Rambam says that it takes Kama Shanim to be Misragal in Kavana and Krishma. Trying to survive that. Akbar Moshe Tshuva says that Vadas Nalach Al Maisa, the Rajva, Nevada don't pass like it. The Shulam Zaman also says it's maybe a Madriga for Yechidiskula. And Moshe saying, hey, he says that's the Chiddush, Ukama Gdaila. Berlachan Kaf Aleph mentions it. Berlachan Kaf Aleph. Yeah. Over there he says, Yesh on the Eved. And one of the rabbis did a very quick Shemoneh Esrei, the first bracha of Efrat. He said, because you don't want to, if you don't keep it moving, you're going to end up, losing. Like, well, it's a chiddush thing, it's definitely a madriga. Ramesh's hey, he has a tshuva on a bunch of things on.
Rashi says also by the first bracha, or that's
First bracha Shemayim. Yeah. So. Now, in terms of having, you have to come off Shemayim, and then you start Shemayim Shemayim. Now, in terms of having the kavana, so the chachili should have kavana b'shas. You say the actual word, But basically, not Shevlev and others, they bring down the Nevada. If you didn't have Kavana, which has an extra word, you kept Kavana like right after the words, the Chediva works. And that's also going, that's also going to be okay. So in terms of that, appears in English, okay. In terms of, so Shema, there are two Kavanas in Shema. Some say, Shema means a person should listen, and some people say Shema means more a person should be Makabel. So, and past Sadducha Samina, for a monk, he has in the show, what Kavanas should have. Some Shema say listen, some Shema say Shema Makabel, like, so Chazan says, it's Aino Hach, if you listen and you understand about Kabbalah Shemaim, maybe you're Makabal, it's all one thing. If you have the proper abundant Kabbalah Shemaim, then a person's Makabal, We say Yisrael, Yisrael is that, why are we saying other people, we're saying Kabbalah Shemaim, you know, it's still not the same as Var, a person's Malchesh Baruch Hu on the seven, you know, Abraham Vesaris and the seven Shemaim and on himself, right? What's the Shemaim is we're bringing in Yisrael over here, why are we bringing other people in terms into the picture over here? So the reason why is because a chiddik of Kamachal Mashmaim is a chiddik is Mukha Kesh Baruch Hu, is that Kesh Baruch Hu is a melech on the whole world. A melech b'le'am. And therefore, when we're saying Kamachal Mashmaim, we're making a, not just us, everyone, Kamachal Mashmaim b'yachad. And that's a chiddik of the, Kamachal Mashmaim. Then we say Hashem. Hashem is there, the two Kamachal Hashem, Chavis Nei brings down once upon a time. Hashem is either Adin Akal, that's the, he's the ruler of the world. But the UK Babke is Haya, Haiva, Vihia. Keshwab always was, is, and he always will be. The Mechab in Simon Hay says, you have to have Kavana both. Mechab in Chase, Pirish Amilis, Yeska Hashem, Mechab in Pirish Karasi Adna, so we've done a call. Mechab in Kibikskivasa, Shoya, Haiva, Haiva. You have to have Kavana every time you say Hashem, Hashem. Mechab in Simon Hay says, you have to have both Kavanas. The Goin says, if you only make a din, you only have to have. You always go back to the Kriya, which is Adin HaKol, even though Vatik Siva Sui, this is Gedeus Levad. But Krishna, he says, by Krishna, a person has to have Kavana. You have to have Kavana also, the both, you have to have Kavana both. Kavanas. Hakeno HaKosh Baruch is Moshkech in the world, he's a Balan Hashem, Ribbon Hashem, Ha'avavia, Adin HaKol. Achod, so also there's one Malach and Achad means that Kesh Baruch Hu is one in the world. There's no Shittif in the world. There's no other, you know, like Christians believe in some type of Shittif, and we're saying Kesh Baruch Hu is Achad, there's no Shittif. And Kesh Baruch Hu is the Yachim, Manig, Elam, like no other Kriches, besides Ribbon Hashem. Others say Achad means that Kesh Baruch Hu will be one, and there's lots of love. Hakash, everyone understands Hakash Baruch Hu. Hashem, Hashem, eventually, he'll be Achad. It'll be to the whole world understand Hakash Baruch Hu. Love Hakash Baruch Hu. Everyone understands Hakash Baruch Hu is the ruler of the world, and they'll accept that. So that's the Kavanah by Shema Shlach 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 Shlach. We're saying it's Makav. And Moshe Rice just adds some, you know, love all these Kavanahs all Makav. And hey, also Rice says, Iker was Makav. Hakash Baruch Hu is, you know, Kesh Baruch Hu is the ruler of the world, and Kesh Baruch Hu is Mashkech in the world. He says, Lav Dafka, if you missed all these pretty pratim like Kavana, he says, Lav Dafka, it's going, he says, Lav Dafka is going to be Mak, it's going to be Makif. When you say Achod, some Chaber brings down that you have to Marach and the Ches a little bit. Sechal Cheshel Echad, you don't look at Kesh Baruch but Ches, you have to Marach Kesh Baruch Hu. So, Roim is Chuchis of Emso. Gag Ches, by the Dalit, you have to have the Shear. The Kesh Baruch Hu is Moshel Da'alamis, and Le'ar Chiyosei Kishir Zeh. Mishra brings down that if you do it too long, you're going to mess up the word. I want to hear an additional Mishra Baruch. Bring down a verb from, I think it was a stipler, the Chazanish. They both say that, you know, the way our Havara is, if you start having all these Kavanas, Bashas, when you have in mind the words, he said you're going to mess up the words, and it's not going to.
That's more important?
Yeah. Say the words more important. Yeah, if you say, and Mishra Baruch himself says that if you Mechaz don't know Chayser, and if you mess up the words, brings down from him all the creation from Yarek, because from Zam bin Sikh Alach brings down by after the word he can Mechavin, and he brings down from Vikri Yitzchak. I think it's what's the name? Rabbi Nevzal brings down that the Var Shalom L'Shech Arach B'Dal Shel Echad is not possible. He's gonna mess it up. The stipler says, Iker Yimichav Achad Gemar Echad, because you can't do that. can't run a bit, baby.
That's
fine. And therefore he says that that's the...
How could the Rav do it? Say Achag.
What do you say?
How do you do Achag?
Why, what's the...
Achag. It's impossible to stretch that.
How do you mark an Achag?
How do you mark?
You do a little Achag. That's a little bit. A little bit.
That was mark or a dog.
What do you say?
How do you mark
right.
A dog?
What do you say?
It's a mark or just to make it a dogish.
Just make it a dog, it's not to do. You do it a little bit.
You can't
if
be Marach. That's
what I'm saying. If you could Ikish have that Kavana, you should Ikish have that Kavana.
Right.
If you can't do it, don't do it. I'm saying if Ikish have that Kavana, and if there's the after. Fine, they go to Baruch Shem. Now, Baruch Shem decides whether Baruch Shem is going to be Makav or not. Baruch Shem is also a Chilak of the Kabbalah of Omel Chashemayim. And there's a mishpura of parallel discussion. Is ma'akev? It's not ma'akev. It means raya's that it's not chalikas. It means raya's that it's not really shy to ma'akev. Now, Baruch Hashem, we say quietly. Why do we say quietly? So the reason we say quietly, more brings down that you can't say it. More Pesachim brings down that mitzarechad. You know, Yaakov didn't say that. Moshe didn't say it. Then, in terms of so, therefore, we say Baruch Hashem quietly. Tifkeit in terms of why we say Baruch Hashem quietly. So there's a maral which says that the etzem, the Baruch Hashem is a shvach, which you're saying that Kosh Baruch Hu is basically you're saying how Kosh Baruch Hu is Baruch Hashem goes up to long ago. You're saying Kosh Baruch Hu is malchus, and you're feeling Kosh Baruch Hu is malchus. He says in a way that in this world, even though maybe our seichel believes it, but our hegish doesn't feel it. As we don't feel the full extent, the Hanukkah Sabori of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Maral says that, we say something quietly, you know, when you're not so sure about something, like, you know, you say, like, not so, you say a little softly and not as confident. So, therefore you say it, therefore we say Baruch Hashem, like, more in, like, a quiet oifen, because the mitzvahs of the Hester upon him in this world is that the Hegesh doesn't have it fully, and therefore we say it quietly. I mean, the Kippur one, the Majigah of Malachim, it's already, you know, we feel the Kedush, we feel much more of the Hamlach Zaburi, therefore we're able to say it out loud. But normal, being that's a stira, it's not the way a person Hegesh feels, therefore that's the reason why we say it quietly. Others say the reason why we say it quietly is that, Nafsh Chaim and Gimli Al says the reason why is doesn't work so well. Kippur, he says, we don't say it loud, is that Batsim says, Shishman Shvach Rebbein Shalom. And Batsim, for a person with Shvach Rebbein Shalom, it doesn't really pass. Like, if you have a bunch of ants saying, like, you know, wow, that was a nice hat, you know, like, whatever, like, whatever it is, like, it doesn't mean anything. You know, Nefesh Chaim, Gemul Yud Aleph. He says, Batsim, for a person with Shvach Rebbein Shalom, is a total joke. Like, a bunch of ants saying so much praises, like, you know, Mazen. The fact that with Shvach Rebbein Shalom, Batsim, it doesn't really, it's a little bit of like doesn't really pass. So therefore when we say Baruch Hashem, it's such a tremendous shvach of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We don't say it in a loud oifen because that's some Kosh Baruch Hu wants to do it, but Visa Tila from Kosh Baruch Hu wants to do it. But Mitzvah Beis, it's really like inappropriate. So therefore we say Baruch Hashem in a quieter oifen, and that's the reason why we do it like that.
So
does everyone
also should say quietly?
No, Baruch Hashem is a shvach of Malachim. It's considered a higher love shots. Maybe in Kippur you could say that, you know, Kippur, but you know, passionate Kippur, you know, doesn't work out as well in that mahalach. Now somebody has a suffix whether he heck of one or not. So she has a discussion whether do we say it's the raisa, this kavan is makiv, or it's only gonna be darbanan. Nafkamina is somebody has a suffix. If you have a suffix, do you have to do it over again or not? So Mr. Bruin, Samech Aleph Zayin, brings down that if a person has a suffix, he says, you know, we're holding one parasha, first parasha, second parasha. He says, every parasha is saying, he says, Shema Shema Kavana, if he says Shema Kavana, Gamma Shema Kavana, Shema Kavana, you know, for Shema Kavana. Chizal hafta, then you go back to hafta. Samach dalad zayin. Any zeicher shema shema bekavana. You don't know you said kavana. Vlavach chizal reish. You don't know. You're not sure whether you said bekavana. You have to go back to the beginning. Kimish like kara bekavana. Like kara klal. I merely have to do the whole parsha. So he says over there, it's more over, he's passing, he's going, chushis, at least, like one for the tzad, that's going to be deresa. And he says, therefore, if I'm not sure if I said shema b'kavan, then the person would have to, and baruch shem, then the person would have to go ahead and misafik, the person would have to go ahead and say over. In terms of the way a person says the shema, so Mechaber brings down that sarkis kirishma b'taimim, kvishem weshem b'taira, there's a ma'adun b'taimim, brings down the Ramah, Loi Nogu came Medinas Elo. We are not knowing to do it this Medinas. Come Mokum a Doctor Machimir Bakach. And the Doctor Machimir do Betaimim. Well, if it doesn't take away from Kavana, Melo, you know, Baz take away Kavana, Baz, you shouldn't do it. So the Doctor again, remember correctly, it was like years ago, if I remember correctly. There's a Tkufa, used to walk back with Robert Morgenstein from Rabbi Ashiv. Sometimes for Tkufa. You see, after Rebbe was Niftah, sort of Dov used to eat by Riyasha the Suda. So he used to say, how long was the Suda? I forgot what it was. Riyasha used to eat, and he used to speak to him about all the juicy topics going on in Kaisa. All the Shara things just go through him, there's Rabbi Ashiv. So a lot of very interesting, fascinating things going on over there on the walk back. But anyhow, so once the Sunday came, and I remember, I think he was hacking him, that Kakam Rabbi Ashiv didn't say the Krishna Batayim. I'm not sure if Yashar did. If I remember correctly, that was. But like, come on, it's a mile. It's whatever. Yashar says you have to perevach bein teva the teva. It's fat. Mechaber instead of chav. Certainly, perevach bein tchilas. Teva chilas of seven teva. Funa koyim chol avavim halavavchem. The things which have like double lamids. So those are avad hamehira. The tongue twisters. A lot of times, a person could say it together. So a lot of the siddurim have like lines in between in order that a person should know how to do it. Now, very important, halacha, which is really often in many different places, when brachas daf tesva brings down that when you say things, you have to be mashmil ozni. And the chachila, tzach lashmil ozni, mashmil ozni, pev, and lashmil ozni, yoytze b'diavad, v'vash yoytze b'svasa. That, number one is you have to make sure you say it. Sometimes you see people, they are not saying the words. Make sure you say the words. But it's dinam mashmila azmai. In order to do mitzvah grishma, you have to hear the words. I mean, sorry, you have to hear the words. And the person doesn't hear the words, then it's only going to only be the evidence of mitzvah grishma. It's like, by dalaminam, we just make sure all these things are doing. It's like, and it's deraisa, and it's like a bidiyavit, like a grishma, if you're not mashmila azmai. Once again, Mishmila Azna, like his diamond plays very, very loud. Like sometimes the Chassidim is very, very, very loud. So there's a Sisi Chachamim comes down by Moshe Rabbeinu. He left the city. Why did he leave the city? Because being that there were a lot of frogs croaking, so it was very, very loud. He couldn't hear when he davened. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu left the city in order to daven. So from there, they want to say, it sounds like they didn't attack it. Ma'am Shavdi Mishmael Aznov. It's very loud that they don't have to do it. Most of the Paiskim are collecting that. Shmazam and Chazanesh. And Chazanesh says it's more of like it's a din deeper. It's not like the reason why Mishmael Aznov is not so much a din Mishmael Aznov, it's more of like it's a din deeper. Speaking is something that the person could hear. And just the fact that other people making noise and drowning you out, they said, no, that would not be a concern of it. And
you could whisper it basically?
Yeah, as long as it's something we say every day. And it's all not just by Shmas, it's by many other Pekhsamaz and Rachas, and it's supposed to be that be Mashmil Azan, the person should do it out loud. Even though this is Medakta B'Kri Yisah, Karva Dakta B'Hem Yotza, the person wasn't Medakta B'Kri Yisah, you're going to be Yotza, I'm sure we're going to have Rachas, he's Zorma L'Chila B'Zah, we're going to have that B'Shar Zay, Medakta, the Matzilin Gehenna, Midin Kna Gemida, Machi Yomoyer Atzmai, Mania Eschem Ativa L'Dakta B'Kri Yisah, he's going to be more Metzian like Gehenna. The shadow with, in terms of pronunciation, even though there's Aruch HaShulchan, which says, I'm just going to go, which is currently like it says, it ain't going much like Perish Tatev as Oisus Klal. It doesn't mean he didn't say half the letters. Havali not Kavi Oisus, not Kriya Klal. He says, the Kavana means, we didn't do Hafredus Oisus, or you did the... He says, Pasha Mishu Nilga Beloshin, Kamashish Menadim Shenechel Matin, Harish Koroi, you can't say the Rish properly, or they can't say Shin properly, or Gimel Kadalid, Yitza, why? Kimish the Davithi Deburai, since you're talking the way there's no way you speak, Yisimiza, Yisim Medrash, Digla Ava, Amar Vacha Amarch, Shakari La Ava Eva, Going behalf of Reva, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Liglay Abba. Says Liglay Abba that even if that person talks and people don't, you know, the Hebrew is not so good and the pronunciation is not so good, it's like that Chassidim said Liglay Abba. And Amar is because Abba Eva does it the Shem Shemayim. He says that that person is going to be Yitzhak. He says Kosh can feel the way we talk. There's no so obviously the Aleph, the Ayin, the Ches, the Chaf, Samach, the Taf, Refuya, all these things. He says that. That it's all good enough and it's okay and the person's going to be Yitzhak.
Is it like a Furkus Barrelson?
Let's do that 1 week. But in terms of like whatever, there's like a chila and there's whatever. You know.
This is ish. Like it's Betsam, not the.
1 second. Yeah. Now, in terms of Krishna, it's supposed to be, in terms of how Krishna should be said. Some chavis, then you could do Kriya in Mahalach, Imad, Shekha, Vereicha, Vagabim, it could be sitting, standing, Mahalach, parking, you can't do it lying down, about a person shouldn't be pumped down or up. Avakar Shekha, Tzidai. And he says if that bets him. So that's Bishami holds that it's supposed to be standing and sitting. Bishilo holds you do it whichever way you want. If you mach like Bishami, you're avayin, you're avayin, you're and it's not a good thing to. And you're not allowed because you're not. This is when Negea, in other words, that let's say you want to sit down, like right before, you know. Some brings out. Now we're supposed to do that. Davka Shacharis. By Marib, you can't sit down because it looks like you're doing like Beishamai, and by Shacharis, you can't stand up. So a lot of times, if you're coming late or you start davening, you find a seat. You shouldn't sit down by Marib right before Shema because it looks like you're doing Beishamai. Either wait till you start or in the middle, or do it before. And by the brachas, you shouldn't sit down. He shouldn't sit down, right? You have to make it make a cabin. I was doing the first parasha, you know, do any Ramazan. They bring down the person down to the muscle lift is Tam Chacham works in. Are you allowed to stand up? She says during the first parasha you shouldn't, because you're not supposed to do any Ramazan, therefore you shouldn't stand up, or then you shouldn't give staka. You shouldn't be doing anything else during the parasha Rishina. But again, the rest of it, you wanna know. There's whether you have to or whether you're allowed to. You definitely kibshuta is like something about the mitzvah. You know, saying by doing a mitzvah is have to ice mitzvah mitzvah. Have to ice mitzvah mitzvah is only if it's going to stare you, like we said. Afshakayim shteim, then there's no chesaron of ice mitzvah about the mitzvah. So whether you should stand up or you know, you definitely on the rest, you definitely don't have to. You know, so whether you're allowed to or not allowed to, you just be dependent on whether it's going to shtar a person kavana or it's not going to. The person's kavan. Now, if a person read a serugin, it's hisolik krisa if sekben shtika ben divar chaz v'kaimra, even shagdilichmas, even I feel shagdilichmas kukula, even as machmas einis. The remark is the remark passes. If there's an einis and you machsek kadeilichmas kula, you have to go back to the beginning. That if a person just waited in between, then it's not a problem. But a person einis and shagdilichmas kula, you have to go back to the beginning. Where is coming the gay? A person. Goes to the bathroom, Mil Shema. So you go to the bathroom, Mil Shema, and you shag the Ligmar Eskula. You have to go back to the beginning of Shema, and it's going to be Ma'akev.
Is it an average person? Is it like when you read it fast, or it's?
It's telling you how much you have left. Kipshuta, that's one thing, and it's Kipshuta is telling you how long it takes you to do it. What? How long it takes you to finish?
From the beginning.
From 1 second.